Programs. I can look across the street, can tell you what they're going to do next week, or they'll be out in the yard fighting again. I can look next door and tell you what they're going to be saying tomorrow. It's all programmed. I can tell you their attitudes and their curse words and everything in them. It's all programmed. Got this lady walking her dog up the street. When her and her husband or boyfriend or whatever was first moved in down here, they were side by side and always together. Now she's walking behind him. He's not even here today. She's just walking the dog by herself. They used to work together. Now they walk apart. Programs. You call somebody out on their narcissism and they go off the deep end. You're trying to bump them into the next level, but they can't hear it. I'm not calling them a narcissist, but I'm saying their behavior is narcissistic. And it's actually, when you call, look, there was a clip. There was a clip where, I didn't watch the movie because I didn't watch any of the Joker movies that were just Joker related, but I saw the clip where the Joker said to her, Harlequin Quinn, whatever her name is, fake name. It's a fake name. But he said, well, something about if you love me, you'll jump in the vat. She jumped in the vat and he jumped in with her. So the psychopath, the sociopath, the narcissist, the unsaved, let me just say it that way. If they're unsaved, they're moving towards, if they're not born again, they're moving towards psychopathy. And they will take you down with them if you go out and hang with them, you know. We're talking about psychopaths, people. The unsaved will either get saved and get right and slowly move towards health, or they will become more psychopathic, period. Now, you can reach a hand out and try to pull them up. But if they grab on tight enough, they'll pull you down with them. Because there is a thing, you know, there is a thing like a soul tie. There is that such a thing. And there's also programs, ghost programs that jump on other people. And it's just a common pattern, you know, in the system. Because the system's just programming people. There is such a thing as a soul tie. The Bible talks about it. I mean, the fact that it's even a word tells you it exists. The fact that even somebody could even come up with the idea or the concept tells you it exists. It might not exist the way you think, but there is a tie. There is a soul tie. I'm not saying it's healthy or not healthy or whatever. But the Bible talked about how Jonathan or somebody, David's son or somebody, they were such good friends. You know how a man and a woman have a soul tie. I'm not saying they were funny or anything, but they had a friendship that was deep, you know. They weren't acting funny like people try to say, the unsaved say that about the Bible. They just had a close-knit friendship. And so, you know, if two men can have a friendship, they're close tied, you know, there's a soul tie with a woman that you, there's a possibility that you're talking to. I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, it just makes sense. That's why if there is a split or division or breakup or whatever, there's some pain there, and one of them probably can't admit it, but there's always going to be pain. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So these programs get encoded. So if there's a soul tie with people, then there's a soul tie with the music, with the culture, with a church, with a denomination. There's a soul tie with somebody drinks. They get a soul tie with their alcohol. And I don't mean it like that alcohol is a person or anything, but I'm saying there's a tie. There's a quantum connection there. There's a quantum connection. Let's say there's two fundamental Baptists people in different churches, they still think the same. There's a connection there. Hey, brother, how you doing? Pretty good. You know, you think like that person. There's one lady online that she believes just like me when it comes to the Bible. I ain't talked to her in a long time, but I know that she and I think the same. Almost exactly the same. And so, if she ever shows back up, you know, there's that bond there, you know. Anyway, long story short, these programs that are being encoded in society with the devil, with the old Adam, the old Eve, the old Adamic nature. And if you're new to my channel and some of these terminology is new, you'll catch up if you stick around long enough. But that soul tie with the system is not you anymore. That old you is dead because you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. But that natural body, the natural human body, wants to connect with the old system because your body's a flesh body, water and blood. So it's tied to the system. So these people, these psychopaths, these jokers, these harlequin queens, all they know is the flesh. And so they become masters at that. They're master manipulators. And they're masters at creating a soul tie. If there's some joker out there, some woman can get pulled in because the joker's a master manipulator. There's some harlequin queen out there, she pulls that man in because she's a master manipulator. And they've learned to, they're part of the system programming. They've sold their soul to the system. So, you know, when somebody says sell your soul to the devil, they sold their soul to the system because it's the devil's system. So they became master programmers. Harlequin Quinn, whatever their name was in the movie, I don't know. I didn't watch it. But she jumped in the vat of chemicals, and the Joker jumped in after. He kind of shook his head and thought, this is ridiculous. Let me jump in and save her. She just chose to jump in the chemicals, and he jumps in with her. And they come out of the chemicals and kiss each other. Like, oh, this is real love. I'm gonna jump in a toxic chemical and live in toxicity. And if you love me, you'll jump into the toxicity with me. And that'll prove that you love me. That's what's happening. I'm toxic. If you love me, you'll come down and be toxic with me. That's what's happening. And the way they manipulate that is there's that soul tie, which is really not a soul tie. It's more like it's just a flesh tie. It's more of it's an emotional tie. What's sad is, let's say somebody really did get saved, but they still got that old familiar spirit from their old family who wasn't saved, and then they're in two worlds. And then they run up across somebody with that same familiar spirit from the family, and they're seated in the heavenlies, and they're walking in the spirit, but then they got this other person who says they're saved, and they're in the flesh. And you know they're in the flesh because they pretty much tell you without telling you. They tell you without telling you. And you say, well, you know, I'm glad you gave up this, this, and this. But you also, this is bad for you too. This is bad, 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 this is bad. and they get mad because it's, and you can understand that so much bad in a world full of bad, and everybody's running on a program that they don't see any way out. So they think you're being critical or whatever. And it's like, then you feel kind of guilty, and then you get pulled back in, back and forth, back and forth. Then it becomes a trauma bond. And then it just keeps repeating a cycle until you think, until you realize when you see the person jump into a vat of toxic chemicals, and you're like, I don't think so, because I'm already, I got a mission down here. This is real. I might be laughing about it, but this is real. It's real. And it's painful, because you're looking back at these programmed NPCs, and you're like, I escaped the simulation, the devil's repeat simulation. I escaped it. I'm just in the now. I'm just in peace. I'm separate from all your stupid little games, but I came back down into the system just to try to see if you're ready to be pulled back up, but you're not, so I'm going back to my peace. Adios. You chose death and not life. And then they'll flip around. Well, you chose death too because you tried to blah, 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 you did this, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm just reaching a hand down, but next time it'll just be a pinky. I'll just let you grab onto a pinky next time, but it probably won't even be a next time. Yeah, it's obvious, people. If you really wake up to the fact that these old programs, and then here's what's weird. You see through it with one person, and you're just going about your business one day, and the very thing that somebody who doesn't even know the other person says the exact same program, and you're like, I had to cut that person off. This would be easy. I see this a mile away, you know? I could see this a mile away. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, really. You have to keep telling yourself truth. Even if you don't upload it to the internet, you need to start recording some of the stuff and speak it out. I know it sounds kind of funny at first, talking to yourself, but you really just... pretend like you're teaching somebody, but you're telling yourself the truth, not the lies, not the fake reality, not the delusions, not the toxicity. You're telling yourself the truth against all this system of lies. And if one person is toxic, then that means there's a million toxic people, and you're actually better off. And this is what they tell you, and you need to heed this advice. Don't date anybody in the corporate system. Don't date anybody in the job. The corporate system's making psychopaths. If people have been in the corporate system for long enough, they probably are psychopaths because they don't have the ability or the strength to, or the foreknowledge or the insight to see that it's a copy machine that they're making psychopaths. The system's making psychopaths. And if a person doesn't separate from the system, they will become psychopathic. Bad company corrupts good morals, right? You've got to walk away. Once you see one red flag, you say, okay, write it down. And then you see a second red flag. Yep, this person is toxic. Third red flag, cut them off. You just had to have it proved. You already knew it with the first red flag and the second. And then you finally said, I'm done. I'm done. If they're trying to be toxic with you, the chances of them being toxic with somebody else is like 99.999999% chance. And you can bet on that. If you don't believe that, go watch the cheaters. Go watch those people lie. Go watch them. they lie even when the other person comes in the room and faces them, faces off with them.
They will lie through their teeth, even through a lie detector test, even if the secret partner shows up in the room and I don't know you. And the one they've been dating on the side, their little side pieces, what do you mean you don't know me? We were together last night. What are you talking about? I don't know you. I've never met you. I mean, that tells you how delusional and how much people can lie. They will lie to your face. Watch it. They really get caught and there's no way to deny it and they're still lying. They've gotten so good at lying, they can lie to themselves and believe their own lie. And so when you walk away from that toxic, they've already got a plan. They already got somebody toxic on the side, probably. They might say, oh, I'm by myself, I'm alone. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. And guess what? A year later, somebody else just like them is going to try to show up on the scene. And they don't even know that person. It's just the same spirit trying to jump back on you. It's the same demonic spirit trying to jump back in your world. I'm to the point, and I got to this point 20 years ago. I just quit talking to people. I could see it. I didn't know how to word it. But now I just upload videos. Been uploading videos for a while. Because as soon as you talk to them, after 5 minutes, you realize there's no biblical basis for anything they're saying, and they're in talking about stuff that they heard on the radio, a song or something. They're just talking smack. They're just talking, like my mom said, they're just full of shite. They're full of it and think they got something new. I have these Uber riders, and I know it upsets them. It makes them mad, and I understand. And I do it on purpose, but I do it very lightly because I'm trying to wake people up. They say, have you ever had a Uber pass? It's like three of them went out to eat, and all of them went out and had some fun eating and whatever. And they're usually 40, 50 years old. Have you ever had, we've been kind of, loud, have you ever had anybody ride in your car like us? And you know what I tell them? And I know it's going to upset them. Because the fact that they say that, they think there's something special, right? I bet you never had anybody, another passengers like us. And then what I say, and I try to say it lightly, I say, after so many rides, you start to see the same repeats happening over and over, the same conversations. There's really nothing new. And I understood at that moment when I finally realized that, it's been a long time, 5 years ago, really. You know, if you ever took a taxi cab long time ago, before Uber, before technology went crazy, if you ever took a taxi, you could, the guy looked like he was just depressed and sad at the world, you know. I don't do that, but now you understand because he's just seeing the same stuff over and over. You get away from somebody, a year later you go back and they're still talking the same talk. They're still stagnated. They're like, why did I come back? You just had to prove to yourself that was the old life, and you're not, that's not you anymore. You would hope people would rise up, but they don't. So these programs are real, and you can actually see the program by the triggers. What triggers you is a program. It's not you. It's not you. And it's easy. That familiar spirit. This is why I was talking to somebody yesterday about family reunions. She said, I don't go to family reunions anymore. I said, I never heard anybody say that besides you, but I realized a long time ago that why would you go around people that hate you and don't even know you and claim to be on your team when they never even help you lift a finger, you know? It's wild. They see the reason they don't,
they don't know you anymore. You've risen to a new level, higher level, and they're still, let's say there's 100 levels, and they're on level 9, if that, 5, and you're on level 80. You left level 9, 10, 11, 12, and each level is painful, right? And so you're up on level 80. You're not 100% yet, but at least you're not on level 9 where you can't even have a conversation with somebody that it just blows your mind, you know? And the high-level narcissists have so many justifications and so many convoluted arguments that you can't even understand what they're saying. They're so far out of in touch with reality, but they've used big words to justify. They've used big words to justify all their junk that you can't reach them. They've created a box around themselves that nobody can reach. It's really sad. It's so sad that makes you want to cry, but I promise you this, you keep going. If you're on level 80, the next level's harder. Then from 79 to 80, it was hard, but the next level from 80 to 81, that's even harder. But you just keep going. And I promise you, when you shift from 80 to 81, the people in your surroundings will shift too. If you're on level 25, wait till you get to level 80. Then it really gets hard because you're dropping off all fake programs. And whatever's next, I have no idea. But it's whatever's next, they'll probably hang you, probably cut your head off. I don't know. Because you're separating from the world. It's like Jesus wasn't from here. As you approach level 100, you're not of this world anymore, which you already are not. But when you learn the programs that everybody's in, because the devil's just a demon program running in the background of people's minds. When you see the programs that people are in, and if you're saved, you already see them. The world, the flesh, probably, but there's different levels. But when you finally say, when you finally hit about 90, they want to cut your head off, right? Even if you're a level 30, they still want to cut your head off, but they can't. And they learn all these fancy arguments and words to keep you down in that playpen with them. It comes to one, it'll eventually come to this. You'll say something like this. So this is where, this is like top level. It's like 100% right here. This is it right here. You say, oh no, I got to mow the grass again. Oh no, I got to do this chore. Oh no, I got to do this routine. Then you switch over and say, oh, all there is this chore. All there is this routine. All there is this mowing the grass or whatever. And so what I'm saying is you learn to be in the state of oneness no matter what your routine, no matter what your daily routine is, it's no longer drudgery. It's part of the process because you know that you're already complete in Christ. And so those routines are just exercises to where you can practice that state of being. And so those little
irritations are pushing you to that state of being, where you're in a state of awareness, aware of being aware, you know.